material used to create this stand up to everyday use as much as, if not more than, standard prosthetic material?
Possibly. But to confirm that, they will be required to a number of tests will be required to occur, because one of the main difficulty of actually for people who experience limb loss to fit the prosthesis are actually due to the material that's used, and like silicone materials or other type of plastic to create the interface between the stump, which we call the residuum, so between the residuum and the prosthesis. So that's actually a critical part of the design when you fit a prosthesis. And in my mind, at this stage, it might well be that shampoo bottle reconditions and rework in a specific way might do the trick, but there is no strong evidence at this stage.
Mm. And you mentioned that the fit, what's used to fit it is critical. Why is that the real critical part?
Well, because in order to maintain the connection between the stump or the residuum and the prosthesis, you need to have a good contact between the external part of the prosthesis, which is called the socket, and that is usually sometimes, you know, in Queensland, amputee call it the bucket. So that reflects well what it looks like. So it's a piece of plastic that's really wrapped around the residuum. And thanks to a suction effect, they both stay together. But as the process of the suction occurs, there is also lots of frictions that occur. And typically, the skin of the residuum is usually quite thin and very sensitive to those plastic rubbing against it. And that's actually what creates the most discomfort for people with experiencing limb loss. So that's actually a critical, the interface between the residuum and the socket through some form of plastic component is actually critical for the wearing of the stock prosthesis and overall the quality of life of the wearer.
Mm. And I think one of the prosthetic limbs that we see the most in multimedia and mainstream media is probably all the limbs that are used for sport, especially the legs. Do you think that these new prosthetic limbs that are made out of the recycled shampoo bottles could be used for sport?
Well, that you're touching a very important point here. And you need to make the difference between two types of prosthetics. There is prosthetics that we call non-bearing prosthesis. So they are more for the lower limb. And those ones have to be quite strong and very robust to accept the body weight. Not, well, in normal walking, the body weight. But when you talk about running, you can easily go up to 3 or 4 times your body weight.
Wow.
So you need to have something that's very robust, and it needs to be connected with some form of mechanical device. That's why we tend to call it the robotic legs. So for the lower limb, you will have the socket, but you will also have what we call a macro process control knee. That's the bionic part of the leg, if you want. So that bit can hardly be designed through 3D printing, and can hardly be supported by piece around it designed by 3D printing. So for this category of load-bearing prosthesis, it's unlikely that the 3D printing through recycling material or not approved material might do the trick. However, there is another category called the non-bearing prosthesis, and that's more for the upper limb. And those ones don't have to accept the same mechanical constraint. They're more into dexterity, so being able to flex your wrist and touch your finger and move your fingers and replicate the touch of the fingers.
So,
in those cases, the recycling material might be slightly more acceptable.
So you gave an example before of a bearing prosthetic. What are some examples of the non-bearing prosthetics?
So a non-bearing prosthesis will be everything related to upper limb. So an hand, fingers, hand, elbow, and all the way to the shoulder. So you don't have to put your whole body weight onto it. But yet, those prosthesis have to be able to accept some form of weight bearing. For example, if you go to a supermarket, you want to be able to put your handbag or your grocery bag into your hand. But they are not. If it falls off, it's the bag that falls off. In the bearing prosthesis, if it fell off, that's your body that fell off. So the consequences are quite different.
Do you think, you mentioned before that there could be a potential problem with the fit by using recyclable bottles. Do you think there are other potential drawbacks relating to health in using recyclable bottles?
Well, it comes with all the issue of having a device that's not validated by any form of standards. But I think it's important also to not say only the what could go wrong. There are three things that I think are very encouraging for using this type of device or this type of process. The first one, and that's critical, it gives a better ownership for the patient. So by designing their own devices, they actually think about more, what do I want for myself? And how do I actually connect to my prosthesis? So this creates some form of emotional attachment to it because you invest time and invest energy and you want to make it something that looks like yours. The second thing is that's got a better understanding. It obliges to have a better understanding of the mechanics that goes with the prosthesis. So if I want to design multiple parts, I need to find a way to design those parts so they can work together. And I need to think also, what sort of function do I want to get out of that? And the ripple effect of that is they can actually have a much more educated discussion with the prosthesis when it will be time to use a more definite prosthesis. But all that apart, that's all very good, and that's all create a very good initial interest, but it also provides what I could qualify as a temporary, non-comprehensive and non-safe, potentially unsafe device. And that thing, to me, that's the major limitation, is you use materials that have not necessarily been tested yet, but more importantly, the function that will come with the prosthesis hasn't been validated by any kind of norm, and that could potentially hazardous, and that could potentially be dangerous for the people. And ultimately, if the attachment through the socket and the plastic use is not good enough, what will happen is it will end up in the closet. So it will end up to prosthesis abandonment, and
Absolutely. Laurent, that's unfortunately all the time we have, but thank you so much for going through this new technology a little bit more with us.
My pleasure.